what it is.
Hey. Come on,
what the business is, yeah.
Hey, great morning, Truth Nation. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. But now, if you call in at 833-212-1017.
You're not late yet.
Yeah, you'll be able, you'll be able to just let us know what the business is.
Okay.
And your employees should already be there if you open at 8 o'clock. You know, they should have been there early prepping everything. So when you come in and say, yes, I'd like to order, be like, they're not ready yet. No, that's what happened when you come in late.
That's,
you feel what I'm saying?
Late.
Yeah, you got to be late.
Late,
but no, if you have a black-owned and operated business, or you know a black-owned and operated business that you love and you support, and you want to let the community know about it, this is your chance. If you have an event that's coming up and you want people to know about it, this is your chance. And it's all sponsored by We Energies. It's powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. And the number, 833-212-1017. Let's go to Kiana. Kiana, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yeah, I'll tell you what the business is. We are having a Street Vision networking mixer downtown Milwaukee at the Hyatt Hotel on May 30th, starting at 7 p.m., but you must buy your tickets, secure your tickets now. The early bird tickets go off of sale on Sunday. Who we're looking to attend? Choreographers, videographers, hairstylists, barbers, makeup artists, influencers, musicians, artists, directors, actors, designers, photographers, models, and manufacturers, and brand owners. We are looking to bring people together to close deals, people to build their empire. That's what we're looking for. It's your girl, Kiana. Again, Street Vision Networking Mixer is May 30th. Starts at 7, but you must purchase your tickets now at mtstreetco.fashion. Again, mtstreetco.fashion.
All right. Thank you very much for letting us know what the business is. We're going to Sherelle, Alter Sherelle V, I believe. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. Yes. The business is Coloring for the Soul. I have created a coloring book for grief and healing. I created it for those who don't necessarily like to talk about their grief. It gives them the opportunity to express it through coloring and journaling. Each page and journal page kind of coincide with each other. Today only, I am offering the journal, the set. I'm offering it today for free. It normally costs $20. For the first listener to call or text 414-301-3362, they will receive the copy of the book free of charge. But also, it can be purchased on Amazon under the name Still Here, Coloring for the Soul in Times of Grief. Thank you.
Hey, okay, what's that number again? Because somebody get ready to try to call if they ain't calling already.
Okay.
Say the number again slow so they can try to get that free copy.
414-301-3362.
All right. Thank you very much, Arthur Sherelle V. 833-212-1017. That is the number to call right now if you have a black-owned business or you know a black-owned business that you think is not getting the kind of support, and you'd be like, hey, they do great work.
Exactly.
I love this business.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have an event coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Antoine, PWD Computers. Great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, yes, yes. Antoine over here at PWD Computers, located at 3800 West Valise Street. Our phone number is 414-445 5793, and our hours are Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you guys are looking for any form of security solutions for your business or your home, give us a call. You're looking to expand your network, new computers, give us a call. PWD Computers, for all your technology needs.
Hey, what is that date for that Windows 11? Because, you know, it's things that some things that's not working. It's not working right on my computer.
As I tell people at the Tech Talk, if your machine did not do its own upgrade from Windows 10 to Windows 11, or you're starting to have applications saying that you need to upgrade, you got until October of 2026 to get you a newer machine. Mm. So whether that be a laptop or a desktop, Windows 11 is not going to probably force you, but other applications will force you to the upgrade.
They are.
So tell people to stop on in.
Yeah.
We got options for you to get you upgraded. We'll move your data from your old machine over to the new machine.
Yeah. So is it that the old machine just don't work no more, or it just has to be upgraded to work?
Well, the thing is, though, it's not that it does not work, but based on new security measures that Windows 11 and Microsoft put out, certain machines probably won't be able to take the upgrade. Like, you can put the 11 on it, but it's probably going to run a certain type of way, and it won't take certain security updates. So I would recommend just going to a newer machine.
Damn!
So, you know, I tell people it's only so long that you can stretch a machine. So most machines that are over, if you've had your machine over 4 or 5 years,
damn,
I would recommend you getting an upgrade.
Damn! Hey, man, you're killing me, man. You're killing me.
I wish I could make some changes. Don't feel bad. I'm the computer guy, and I got to upgrade some machines as well, just based on the security updates that they made changes as well. So I got to swap out about a good 10 or 15 machines.
So
don't feel bad.
So, I need mine to get updated because, I'm getting all them little things. You ain't going to be able to function this because you need to upgrade. And if you ain't got the upgrade, then you can't do this and you can't do that. So, yeah, bro, that's why I'm going extensively in with this because I am a victim. I'm a victim.
Well,
I got a laptop that got
me. And you're gonna have to sit down.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna have to sit down.
Yes.
So we're gonna get you a good rollout because I know, based on what you got going on, you definitely need to make the upgrade because I'm quite sure some of your other software packages are giving you that constant message.
That's right. It absolutely is. Damn.
So okay. But it's okay though. It's okay though. It's time. You stretch the machine.
Most people
can't say they getting over 5 years on a machine. So anytime you getting five or better on a machine, you're doing good.
Okay. Thank you. That makes me feel a lot better.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I will be connecting with you soon. 833-212-1017. This is What the Business Is. If you got a black owner operated business or you got an event that's coming up, you can call in, thanks to We Energies. It's, powered by We Energies.
Yeah.
Delivering, energy to local businesses and beyond, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bailey, what's the MATC?
So, on May 21st, I'll be hosting, MATC Barbering and Cosmetology Collective, their fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure we put that out there. Shout them out. Make sure that y'all come out and be a part of that. Check it out. Check out their website for more details. North Division High School, class of 1976, listen up. They will be celebrating their 50th class reunion. It's happening August 21st through the 23rd right here in Milwaukee, and they're looking forward to a weekend filled with good music, great food, and new memories. Join them as they reconnect, remember, and celebrate that Blue Devil Pride. For more information, you can give them a call at 845-304-8615. That's 845-304-8615. Or you can email them, North Division HS, class of 76, @gmail.com. That's North Division HS, class of 76, @gmail.com. Or check them out on Facebook, North Division Class of 1976.
On tomorrow, you can join me as Ricotta Amor Tequila presents a pre-Mother's Day Southern Soul and Blues concert. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. starring Adrian Bagger. Mm-hmm. Mr. If you want to lean, you know what I'm saying? But he also said, let me take care of you.
All right then.
Yeah. So, and of course, Star Red, of course, doing her thing.
Okay.
She's going to get her lick black.
All right.
And of course, Big E. Music will be by Mr. Debo.
Okay.
Darren DeBoe. So, okay. And I'll be your host.
Uh-huh.
The legendary Home Blow. It's
there
happening
it
at OG's on Brown Deer Road.
Okay.
Yeah, so make sure you come on out. Again, doors open at 6:30 p.m. It's a pre-Mother's Day Southern Soul and Blues concert. Adrian Bagger, Star Red, Big E. Brought to you by Ricotta Amor Tequila as they present that. And I want to let you know, and you probably heard a little bit about it already on The Truth here at 101.7 FM, the Homer Blow Foundation, Inc., nonprofit 501c3, presents the 32nd annual Homer Blow's birthday party for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Happening on Saturday, June 27th, 2026, at the Fitzsimmons Boys and Girls Club and Metcalf School, located at 3400 West North Avenue.
Okay.
Admission is absolutely free. We'll have bounce houses. We'll have some horse rides.
Y'all gave me free
ice cream from the MPD ice cream
y'all
truck.
Y'all getting the Easy Bake Ovens in there this year?
I do. And,
okay.
And listen, talking about Kimberly Sweets,
okay.
I gifted her one of the Easy Bake Ovens one year, and she was so ecstatic. She was like, I couldn't even find the Easy Bake Oven. And I gifted her one besides what I was doing for the party. So I gifted her an Easy Bake Oven.
Well, you got any Barbie Dream Houses this year?
Yes, I absolutely do. I've got over 40 electric ride-in cars. From Bentleys to Porsches to
any
Jeeps.
Did you get a Barbie car?
Mercedes. Yes, I do.
I have a Barbie truck.
Yeah, I have a Barbie truck.
Oh, y'all don't know.
Yeah, so yeah. Definitely taking care of everybody. But it's free. It's for kids ages 2 to 13, but it's free for everyone to come.
Okay.
So sometimes this is a big brother or a big sister that may be bringing their younger siblings, mothers, fathers, foster parents, community groups. Just make sure you come. The MFD, Mobile Survival Live House, will be there.
Okay.
Fire safety is so important, so that's important. So, and shout out to my presenting sponsor this year, Bader Philanthropies, Inc. Shout out to Tamara and everybody over there, Big Frank, for being a presenting sponsor this year.
Nice.
And I have some platinum sponsors. I've got the Office of Early Childhood Initiative, City of Milwaukee Office of Early Childhood Initiative, Mighty Small Moments.
Okay.
Shout out to Dia Wright. And in our... Brewers Community Foundation, Cecilia Gore.
Thank you very much.
We've got Spectrum. Shout out to Miss MBS, Miss Margaret Bailey Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
West Care Wisconsin, Travis Landry, and all the great work that they do over there.
Nice.
Also, we've got gold sponsors. We got Malika Early Learning Center.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Liquid, formerly the Oasis.
Okay.
Unite WI with Bria Grant, Community Health Primary Care Services, LLC,
mm-hmm.
Children's Knowledge Learning Center 2 and 3, the Greater Milwaukee Urban League, Eisenberg, Riley, and Zimmerman, and the New Pits Mortuary. And shout out to Mr. B's privilege as being a silver sponsor.
All right. So shout out to Mr. B's.
HomerBlowFoundation@gmail.com if you're interested, or 414-248-4954 is the number. What the business is, thank you, We Energies.
Thank you, We Energies.
Powering what the business is every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. We got to take care of some bills, and we'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome black, welcome black. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Ah, listen, Bailey.
Yes. This just in? This just in?
it's definitely something that could be talked about. I don't know.
What?
There was a letter from Milwaukee Academy of Science that was sent home to the parents.
Okay. Not Milwaukee Academy of Science.
Mm-hmm.
2000
West Kilburn Avenue here in Milwaukee.
Wait, Milwaukee? I think that was Hello. Milwaukee Academy of Science. That's a good school.
Absolutely.
What happened?
Well, apparently on May 5th, 2026, they sent a letter home.
Okay.
To the parents or the guardians.
Okay.
Of the students.
Okay.
And it says, hello, UE fifth grade families. I hope this message finds you well. I'm writing to share an important update regarding this year's fifth grade graduation.
Okay.
Due to ongoing concerns related to student behavior, we have made the difficult decision that a formal graduation ceremony will not take place this year.
What?
This decision was not made lightly. Our goal is always to celebrate our scholars' achievements while still upholding the expectations and values that ensure a safe, respectful, and positive school environment for all. Unfortunately, the current behavioral trends have made it challenging to move forward with the event as planned.
With fifth graders?
Yeah. We ask for your partnership at this moment. Please take time to speak with your scholar about the importance of making positive choices, demonstrating respect, and contributing to a strong school community. These lessons extend far beyond the classroom and are critical as they prepare for the transition to middle school. While graduation will not occur, we remain committed to recognizing the students, the academic progress, and supporting them through a strong finish in the school year. Thank you for your continued support, understanding, and partnership. Respectfully, the principal, Daniels. Yeah.
Wow. Y'all cutting up that bad? These kids over there cutting up that bad.
They're saying going by the trends. So they obviously seen some things that are giving them grave concern. And I think that they're hearing things.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it kind of goes. You
right.
know, people
yeah.
get saying, well, you know, we're going to do this. At graduate, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to, you know. So, but, you know, for Dame, you know, he was like, him and a lot of other Troop Nation, like, graduation celebration should only be high school and stuff like that. So he doesn't believe that some of these things should be acknowledged like that.
And
but I do. But if, when it's stuff like
if
this.
If it's feasible, you know what I mean? If it's feasible, these things should happen. If they're doing well and you don't have a group of students or parents that are, you know, If things are going well, why not? But, you know, fifth grade graduation, it was like for us, it was sixth grade, right? Sixth grade, you know, kindergarten, sixth grade, and high school. That's it. But I understand. Because you know what? Right now, you know, in today's society, and what's going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
I get it, because it's a lot going on. It's just too much, and it's sad, because you can't take advantage of and do the things that are tradition.
Bailey.
You know?
Yeah. One of the things that bothers me about these type of things is, in my opinion, this letter that was sent to the parents of the fifth graders and the guardians— I'm almost willing to guarantee that it's only a minority group that is creating this trend. And unfortunately, the majority fifth graders who deserve
that
to have this graduation as they get ready to transition from middle school to high school won't get it because of whatever they are hearing or the things that they're seeing related to if this graduation takes place.
I'm just surprised it happened at Milwaukee Academy of Science. Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Off the Truth Talk text line 833-212-1017. They talk about Science Academy. It's St. Marcus. What? let's see, behaviors from parents slash guardians or students. Could be anybody. You think about that, too. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, it could be that they don't like the trends with the parents. Not necessarily the students. Could be.
Well, just in reading the letter, it is going towards the students.
Towards the students.
Yeah.
You know what? The thing for me that's tough about that is they're in the fifth grade. What are they doing over there?
And
it's
that's
fifth grade.
That's where, like, coming to the ending part where it's saying, like, look, this is not just a school thing.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So the work has to be done as a collective.
Yeah.
So that's why I say parents have an obligation. The students, the children have an obligation.
Yeah.
The teachers have an you know, the
yeah.
staff and all
yeah.
that. But when they're not working cohesively.
Yes.
It creates a problem.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you may say, hey, your son or daughter is acting up, you know, back in the day, you know, mama, big mama, somebody, daddy, they come into the school.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? That child is going to put some act right in them. And they're going to understand that what they did was not cool. And you know you're going to get, you know, disciplined for this, right? You know you're going to get disciplined.
You
if they
what?
Didn't discipline you right there. But
that part.
But now we've seen some of these, which I give PWKs, people with kids, when they come, they're ready to fight the teacher.
Yeah.
They're ready to fight other students.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to do all the things.
All the things.
Which it's like, okay, now I see why your son or daughter is acting like this in class.
Yep.
And acting like this in the hall when they're told, hey, you gotta go, you can't tell me that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So the apples don't fall far from the tree.
Not
so
at all.
If you got the mother that may be coming up there in those situations, or the father coming up, or they pulling up with a carload of people talking about now fighting a teacher because the teacher told a son or daughter, you can't use your phone. You can't be shooting TikTok videos in the class. And now.
Not the shooting TikTok videos
yeah,
in class.
This stuff happens. Like, you know, it happens. I've seen plenty of reports from that kind of situation. But it's just the reaction. So it's like the parents or the guardians are not always working with the school and the teacher and the principal and, you know, all of those things that are supposed to be connected. Because with this situation, if you unplug one of those wires, everything else is not going to work properly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's sad. It's sad to me.
Yeah.
I hate to have to hear that because, again, you're talking about fifth graders.
Yep. Yep. Fifth graders.
Fifth graders.
Right.
That's very disturbing. But Truth Nation, we want to hear from you. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. We want to hear your truth on this. What do you think about this situation and what needs to be done? Who's not being held accountable? Who is not being held accountable? Is it the school? Is it the student? Is it the parents?
I just feel like,
you know,
these kids today are seeing too much.
Yeah. And it's not all of them. That's the part that hurts my heart.
It's not all of them.
A majority.
Right.
The damage that the minority group of them do affects the majority, and it just throws everything off balance.
Yeah.
Truth in the Morning. We got to take care of some bills. We'll be black. Truth Nation, welcome black. Welcome black. Again, Truth in the Morning.
Yes.
I'm the legendary Home of Blow along with my girl.
The legendary Bailey Colvin.
Happy Mother's Day in advance, Cheryl. Happy Mother's Day in advance.
I'm only pulling up the legendary today, y'all.
Yeah.
Just for a little fun.
Erin Catrice and Acacia, happy Mother's Day in advance. You're going to learn today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes,
yep.
yes.
So we're talking about this graduation that has been canceled for fifth graders.
That's crazy.
And because of behavioral trends.
Right.
And obviously you want to be proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah. You know, I don't blame the administrators if they feel like it's not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I hate for the kids that been working hard and doing what they need to do to suffer because of the other ones. My thing would just be the other ones couldn't participate. They just couldn't participate. They wasn't doing what they needed to do.
Right. But again, like I say.
But then you had the parents all mad and stuff.
Right.
And then they cutting up.
And coming up to the school.
Yeah. So it's better to do it the way they did it. And maybe they'll have some special recognition. Hopefully they'll have some special recognition for the students that did their part and did what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Real talk.
Because you don't need the parents coming up in there cutting up, too.
That's
right. It's just bad as kids.
That's right.
They'd be doing it.
That part.
I see it every day.
Yeah.
See it every day.
Truth Nation, what's your truth on this? What's your thoughts on this? 833-212-1017. It's the Truth Talk text lines. This is obviously starting to become a trend where some of these schools are having to make these choices.
You know what? They shouldn't have. They should not put up with the silliness.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, so I get them not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't need then. So if you exclude other students that weren't toeing their line and doing what they needed to do in class,
mm-hmm.
and you exclude them, even though they made it across the border by the skin of their teeth, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
So, but you don't, because of how they've been acting up, you know, you just do a disciplinary thing and say you can't participate. Then the parents get mad and they be like, well, he made it. Yeah, he made it, but he didn't do what was necessary to be in this, to be a part of this celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they get caught, come up there acting up and up. They don't need all that. Who wants to be bothered with that?
Real talk.
You know, make sure that your son or daughter is doing what's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Parents, sometimes it may be you that sits them down.
That part.
You know, and you have the right to do that too. You know, and that's some tough parenting. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do what you got to do. Because I've done it before.
That part.
Like, you didn't do X, Y, and Z, and I asked you to do it. So guess what? You ain't doing that.
That part.
Show ain't going there.
Yeah.
Everybody else can have a good time. You can wave from the car.
Right. You know, and like I say, you know, it's really, like, for me, you know, because I just believe that, you know, we should be able to celebrate our youth just to give them some motivation.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a graduate, but fifth grade, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you're transitioning over. But some type, because we always hear about the youth that are doing craziness. And,
right.
And we're talking about them. They're the highlight.
Right.
And I believe that it could end up making some students be like, you know what? Doing the crazy stuff is what gets us recognized.
Yeah.
Even though it's bad recognition.
Right.
But they being recognized. So why not become a follower then? Why not? You know what I'm saying? So that's the gift and the curse of it. So I think that we do have to show them some type of appreciation. Like I say, even from some of the other grades or whatnot, if it's not a graduation, but at least a celebration, say, hey, look, boom. Here's a piece of paper that you can be proud of.
Yeah.
Because you went to the next level, you know?
Yeah. And maybe they do that for those students. Maybe they have a special, like, you know, snack session or something. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? For just those kids that, you know.
Yeah. Jasmine West on our YouTube page said, don't let those parents scare y'all. Let the good kids have their graduation. They worked hard for it. But again, Jasmine West, I understand what you're saying, but when you got something that could happen from the minority group that could literally mar
mm-hmm.
the whole graduation to whereas they have to, in the midst of trying to do the graduation, say, all right, everybody exit the building, everybody this, that, and the other.
Those things.
That's an even worse feeling.
Yeah.
So they're trying to be, what I think they're trying to do, Jasmine West, is be proactive.
Yes, because, instead of reactive.
Yeah, because if we are parents or guardians, we're going to have another reaction to be like, well, y'all had heard about this?
Yeah.
And well, why'd y'all even still do the graduation?
Right.
So y'all had been hearing about this,
yeah.
So now the school is
right.
wrong.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, catch
22. Yeah, yeah.
Catch 22. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm like you, Jasmine West, and me and Bailey, like, yeah. We hate that these other fifth graders
yeah.
will lose out on this opportunity because some people, and we've seen these things that they're talking about be bigger than somebody just ended up wearing something crazy or whatever the case may be.
Right.
They've gotten
yeah.
worse.
People be out of control these days. Think about it, y'all.
Yeah. Yep.
People are out of control. They don't, you know, even the adults in these situations are out of control, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. and they don't want to take responsibility for what they do. They just get mad and pop off.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And what can you do about that? People are doing it all over the place for all kinds of reasons, for stuff that they should know. But you old. You should know better.
Right. Well, it's just like, you know, how we got to try to find out. Get the receipts for the two MPS staff that ended up hitting students.
Right. What was that about?
Yeah.
We need to pull.
Engelberg, for one, yeah. a 33-year-old at Engelberg, yeah. a 61-year-old at Washington High School.
We got to figure out what's going on with that.
Right.
That means, did they just fill up to the top, couldn't fill no more, then it was just like out?
I think they did. I think they felt like Popeye.
Can't take it no more?
I can take no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, and you know what? Those are the times. Yeah, listen to me. Get this jewel. Get this gem. When you start feeling like you just can't take no more,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it's like one person could set you off and you know it,
mm-hmm.
take a couple days off.
Yep.
You have earned it.
Thank you.
You should not be going that far. It should not be that deep. I know we all need a check and we all need our money, whether mm-hmm. you're being paid hourly, you have the blessing to be salaried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we all need, even if you're not physically sick, that's a mental health thing. You need a mental health day. You need to take a day off. You got to take a vacation day or something. Mm-hmm. Do what you need to do.
Right.
You know, some of these companies, they don't have sick days. They combine it all together, so it's just PTO.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the case, you need to take a day. And you need to let them know right away when you start feeling that. When you start feeling that, save yourself. It'll be well worth it so that you don't get to the point where you're putting yourself in a compromising position, because that's what you're doing by being there and not being mentally prepared.
Right.
You know, it's about realizing when you're starting to feel that way, and you know, when you're starting to feel that way, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you go, you know what? Time out. I need to take a time out. I need to just take a day, whether you sit at home all day and you do nothing but watch TV, or you sleep all day, or whether you go out, take some walks, smell the flowers for a few days, whatever. You need to take that time and realize you're important enough to take that time and get you a break in there.
Real talk.
You know?
Real talk.
Can't even do it no more. You got to take a break.
Absolutely.
Allow that for yourself. That's a gift for you.
Mm-hmm. Minister Kevin says, stop calling these PWKs adults. He said they can't control their 14-year-old fifth graders, and they don't want you to either.
And that's a problem if they 14 years old and they in the fifth grade. Something done happen, y'all. If they 14.
I know. I'm just saying.
Fifth graders tend to be younger than
order
that.
Order in the studio, Bailey. Order in the studio. I'm trying to be a little lighthearted with it. And Bailey like, no.
There's already
that's
a problem.
That's a problem right there.
If they 14 and in the fifth grade, there's already a problem. There's already a problem. I'm just saying.
Let's take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7.
What's wrong?
The truth. Because you're telling the truth. You know, the truth will set you free. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation.
Hey.
We're black.
Yes, we are. We're very black.
Absolutely. The legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl who's clowning this morning.
The legendary Bailey Coleman.
Yes. So we were.
Listen, I'm in here cutting commercials between breaks and stuff. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. We're having a good time. We are skilled in here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That part. Hashtag facts.
We're skilled workers.
Yes. Let's see. Nurse R.N. Kawanda said, I definitely keep my PTO prepared to others.
That's it, girl.
Hours up. So when I do feel so overwhelmed, I take my mental health day 100 unapologetically.
Absolutely.
And that's what I say. You have to.
Don't let them make you feel guilty about taking a day off.
That's
now,
right.
You, they, that's for the birds.
Yep.
You need to do what you need to do for you.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, if something ain't working right, they gonna come to you.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't coming to nobody else.
That's right.
They coming to you to say, why ain't this working right? Mm-hmm. Well, this ain't working right because I didn't take the time that I should have taken.
That's right.
To do what I needed to do for me.
To get your mind in the right space, in the right place where you need to be.
Absolutely.
I talk about this often on the show that, you know, if you are not right, you can't be right with other people.
It's like trying to care for your family members, people that are ill in your family.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sick too,
right,
you can't take care of them.
Right.
If you're not at your top, you know, your top level, you can't help nobody else.
Yep. And you're deteriorating your health when you're trying to help them because you're not doing and taking all of the precautions that you need to take with your illness.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're missing your doctor's appointment, trying to take them to a doctor's appointment.
Part.
And then by the time you reschedule, which will be 3 months from then.
Because.
Now it is accelerated and they're telling you it's stage four.
Oh, don't say that. But yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But.
We're important too. That's all.
Yes.
We as people, I would say you can't love anybody else if you don't really know how to love yourself.
Exactly.
Because when you love yourself, you're going to protect yourself. You're going to protect your peace.
Yep.
You know, all of those, all of the things.
All the things.
Because that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
If you're really going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that part. Whew. Students, we got to do better.
These kids got to do better. Y'all got to do better.
Because they have a role in it, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even some of us, you know, coming up, if we weren't in a household that was conducive, some of us, we utilize school to say, you know what? This is my safe space. I know it's supposed to be at home.
Yeah.
But here I'm going to get all of the knowledge that I can get. I'm going to learn structure. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm going to learn to listen and follow and pay attention. I'm going to get all of those things, which are things that you will need for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being punctual. If you know you have to be in, okay, well, you got to do this. You need to wake up a little earlier. You need to leave out a little earlier because every time you get to the bus stop, you just missing your bus.
Yeah.
Well, then that means you need to leave out earlier than you normally would.
Right.
Because that wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you learn so many things. And I think that even in school, I think it really prepares people for life as we know it with a lot of people who work first shift.
Right.
Think about the time that you have to get up to be ready. Think about the fact that you got to eat before you go. So you'll have that brain power and all of that. And then when they used to get out, I don't know the time now, but you think about 2:45, 3:00.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people get off work.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You be in at 7 or 8 and I'm off at 3 or you're off at 4.
Yeah.
So I think it's all like a life lesson to get your mind and your body ready.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do become an adult.
Yes.
And have to take care of you.
Yeah.
You'll be ready.
Yep.
Getting up early ain't going to be that problem. You know, now if you end up starting to work second shift. Okay, but you still know the importance of what you need to do. I need to go and take some rest during this time.
Right.
So when I get up, I'll be ready. I'll eat me something or I pack me a midnight snack or whatever the case may be. So while you're at work, you'll have all that and you'll be ready. So I think that kind of schedules our brain. That's how I looked at it.
Because
I'm like, okay, this is just like going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you usually get dropped off by your parents sometimes.
Yeah.
For those that got dropped off by their parents. Because
Kendall,
they were headed to work. Father was headed to work. Mama was headed to work.
Yeah.
It was all about heading to work.
Absolutely.
So hashtag that part, hashtag facts.
The lights work, you need to work.
That's it. Let's see. Are we good, Will? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
No, I'm just making sure. I just know we went like 41-30 before. So I'm like, okay, so we good
before we end.
No, I'm just making sure like we take care of these bills because that's a priority in radio and TV.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We don't take care of the bills, and they can't take care of us.
Yes, so, yes, yeah, yes.
Bills are important.
Yep.
Bills are important. So this weekend, Bailey, like I said, I'm looking forward to the Ricardo Amor Tequila as they present that Southern Soul and Blues show. And Star Red, shout out to Michelle Pitts' daughter, Michelle Luckett Pitts, that, you know, she's able to do both, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's not one-dimensional with her music ability. So to be able to go and do Southern Soul, and she's also under her name, Tiffany Terry, gospel artist, you know what I mean? So just showing that you can do both and, and still, you know, be a great person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
That part. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the mothers, seeing mothers out and about, dressed up and celebrating. And mothers,
you know,
if you don't have
hats,
somebody.
Listen, them hats, them hats on Mother's Day.
With them pins?
With all the whole deal.
The hat pins?
Yes, yes, yes. Them hats. They be doing them hats on Mother's Day. You know they're going to have some special recognition when you go to church. Make sure you go to church with your mama today, on Sunday.
Right.
Make sure you go to church. You know, churches be crowded.
Yes,
on
they
Mother's
do, just
Day.
Like Easter.
Yeah. They're CME.
See all the CMEs. Ducks. Okay.
CME Christians. That's Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter.
Okay.
They're CMEs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, okay.
Come on, y'all. We're going to fill the church up. Fill the church up. Me and Kittle specifically don't go on Mother's Day, because we want to save room for everybody else.
That don't normally come.
Exactly. We go. We sit it out.
How do people really feel about those people? Like the people that go on a regular basis, do they? I don't know. I know they welcome, but I'm just saying, do y'all get in your own little clicks like, look at these?
No.
Look at these CMEs.
No.
You know
no.
what I'm saying?
We be like, they looking good.
Yeah, they looking good, but look at them.
Look
at these CMEs.
Look at that. Look, no. It'd be like, look, they
Christmas,
look good.
Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter.
Go on, y'all. Let's go on. Praise the Lord together. Ain't nobody mad.
Ain't nobody.
Ain't nobody mad. You just scoot down on the bench. Make some room. Make some room.
I like the churches that have the chairs, the nice own little cushion.
Yeah.
Sometimes that, you know.
Yeah.
Them benches.
You've been over the park line. You know what it
is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We got all the bells and whistles up in there.
Yes, y'all do.
Yeah, you seen it.
Yes,
yeah,
y'all do. Embassy Center, MK.
Yes, yes. So. I started there when it was park line, so, you know.
Yeah.
I've been there a long time.
That part.
Yeah.
But salute your mother. And for those, like I say, whose mothers are gone, you know, take your moment, whether it's an urn or a grave site, you know, go. You know, show some memorial love to her.
Yeah.
Then don't forget to celebrate the mothers that are in your life that are here and living.
Absolutely.
You know, make it a good time. Cause some of those
special.
Yeah. Cause some of those women feel a certain kind of way sometimes, like, okay, I gotta understand why he's, you know, feeling like this.
Yeah.
But still feel cheated. Somewhat be like, okay, but
what? Because their mother's not here?
No. Because they often don't get the day that they should receive because the person is mourning the loss of their mother that is no longer here, so they can't come out of the funk.
Well, that's something
you know what I mean.
You learn to live with it.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going, you know, so.
You know, it's interesting. My mother was the first person in our immediate family to pass away.
Okay.
So it was definitely devastating, but you learn because they don't want you to sit there and continue to mourn them like that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so you learn.
I just continue to make her proud.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know?
But yeah, so I lost two brothers before my mother passed away. And then a year later, my father passed away. And then another brother my oldest sister, and then, you know, then my other, I only had two sisters. So it kind of went in a succession.
Got you.
Know what I'm saying? So,
got you.
So, yeah. But
we're getting too sad before we leave. We laugh a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I say.
It's a great time.
That's why I say celebrate. Don't let your funk.
Yeah.
Take away from the woman in your life,
yeah,
or your daughters that may be mothers.
Yes,
let them have that energy.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Give them that love.
Because it's easy to take it away. Be like, no, I don't feel like doing it. Be like,
yeah.
Daddy,
don't do that.
You ain't going. Yeah, no. Yeah. You come to dinner with.
Yeah,
you know, go, bro.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, go have a good time.
Yeah,
so, you know, show that love.
That's it.
Yeah, show the love. Embrace.
That's that part.
Embrace it.
That
yes.
Part. And to those of you who don't have children, ladies, if you don't have children, get you a Long Island or something this weekend. Who knows, 10 months
you
later.
You know, but a lot of times you may not, you silly, you may not have kids right now, but you've been that mother figure for some people.
Yeah.
So you deserve to be celebrated too.
Shout out to the MILFs.
Go get you some margaritas and relax this weekend.
Shout out to the MILFs. Those who know what MILFs are, they understand. So, Bailey, again, I can't say it enough. Happy Mother's Day
to you
so
much.
In advance. Cheryl, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Karen, Catrice, Acacia, happy Mother's Day to
happy
all of the
Mother's
mothers.
Happy Mother's Day to all we the moms.
You.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Yeah, you know what?
Be safe.
I just want to say this. As we come upon our days, that we love you. Always know we appreciate the fact that you tune in every day to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That part. Nurse RN Kawanda said she did and laughing at Homer 10 months later.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right, girl. You got your Long Island baby.
Okay.
Margarita baby.
No.
Patron.
No.
Don Reposado. Ricardo Moore.
We're
out of here.
I'm good.
Holla Black. Be safe this weekend and have fun.
Have a good one.